This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Kelly Elizabeth Beard. Date of birth, April 27, 1980. Case ID number is 448-6269. Date of exam, March 28, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes, medical records from Krista Spahn Hospital, dated 4/5/22, and also 8/9/22, a Social Security questionnaire dated 10/6/2022, and from Dr. Jared Chica, MD, 5/9/22. Identifying information, this is a 42-year-old separated female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate stage 5 renal failure / nephrotic syndrome. The claimant is presently unemployed and her last employment date was in March of 2022, where she worked at construction for 1 year and also was a CNA nurse for 5 years, off and on. During the time she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her daughter and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number 1, stage 5 renal failure / nephrotic syndrome. The claimant states that since March 17, 2022, she has been diagnosed with stage 5 renal failure and nephrotic syndrome. The claimant has a history of leukemia, which has been in remission since 2006. She was treated with multiple medications of chemotherapy, and the doctors have told her that because she had so much chemotherapy and treatment for the leukemia, that affected her renal function as well as the use of ibuprofen for long periods of time. At the present time, she is not on a list for an organ donor. She has had a left arm fistula for dialysis placed. She is scheduled to start dialysis in May of 2023. A biopsy of the kidney was performed, which confirmed renal failure, as well as lab tests. Her eGFR is 20, which is low. CO2 was 17. Albumin was 2.8 mg/dL, which is very low. Her RBC count was 3.31. Her urine protein was 3+500, which is very high. And her BUN was 42. She also had a creatinine of 2.6, indicating renal failure. Her last hemoglobin / hematocrit was 10.0/32.4, and her potassium was 4.6. She was diagnosed with stage 5 renal failure / nephrotic syndrome, secondary to chemotherapy and long use of ibuprofen. Her condition is not stable at this time, and she will have to start dialysis soon. Family history: father died of coronary artery disease and hypertension. The mother is alive and has diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, and also hypertension. Medications, Losartan 100 mg QD, Atenolol 25 mg QD, Forixa 10 mg QD, Aspirin 81 mg QD, Sofren PRN is needed for nausea, Replesta 50,000 units, vitamin D3 Q-Week, Cyclobin Supreme 5 mg BID, sodium/bicarbonate 325 mg BID, Tramadol 50 mg QID, Nifedipine 30 mg XL QD. Medical problems, hypertension, chronic kidney disease, stage 5 renal failure with nephrotic syndrome, anemia/iron deficiency, history of leukemia in remission since 2006, bone marrow transplant times 2 in 2006, social history, tobacco, the claimant has a history of smoking, one pack of cigarettes for 2 years only. She quit in 2019. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.1 Fahrenheit. Weight 208 pounds, height 5 feet 2 and a half inches tall, BP 139 over 91 mmHg, heart rate 75 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI 37. General. This is a ...42-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. And binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to abdomen? After the last sentence, the claimant was morbidly obese and physical examination was mildly difficult. Could you drop down to skin? No lesions were appreciated over the body. The claimant does have a dialysis fistula, which has been placed in her left arm. And also she has multiple tattoos all over her body. Could you please drop down to... after neurological exam, chest x-ray, the chest is clear of acute pulmonary and pleural processes with normal heart size. Comprehensive metabolic panel, dash, abnormal findings. Complete CBC, dash, signs of anemia. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for renal failure. She is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to stage 5 renal failure and the necessity for dialysis. Probable diagnoses: number 1, stage 5 renal failure / nephrotic syndrome - confirm with physical examination and medical records, as well as laboratory test - the claimant is going to be starting dialysis soon, and her comprehensive test as well as her CBCs is abnormal. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Kelly Elizabeth Beard.